This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that government is fully committed to establishing peace in the Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development. Prime Minister Modi said this after 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post, Mr. Modi said that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. A total of 21 encounters took place during this operation, which was conducted from April 21 to May 11 this year. Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, Ubuy India, Etsy, The Flag Company and The Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. He said e-commerce platforms have been directed to immediately remove all such content and adhere to national laws. Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi has suspended a memorandum of understanding with Turkey's İnönü University. In a social media post, JNU said that the decision was taken in view of national security considerations. Under the MOU, there were plans for faculty and student exchange programs, among other initiatives. An Indian technical team met with top UN counter-terrorism officials in New York for a wide-ranging discussion on enhancing cooperation in the fight against terrorism following the Pahalgam terrorist attack carried out by the Resistance Front. During the meeting, Under-Secretary-General Vladimir Voronkov of the UN Office of Counter-Terrorism and Assistant Secretary-General Natalia German of the Counter-Terrorism Committee Executive Directorate emphasized collaboration, particularly in support of implementing key UN Security Council counter-terrorism resolutions and the UN Global Counter-Terrorism Strategy. Voronkov and German also expressed their condolences for the victims of the terrorist attack last month in Pahalgam that killed 26 people. India's Operation Sindoor is being widely praised as a decisive military success by international experts. British political commentator and writer David Vance voiced strong support for the operation, calling it long overdue and a necessary step. He echoed his earlier comments from a 2018 United Nations address where he described Pakistan as a failed state and a terrorist incubator.
The operation was long overdue. That's the first thing. It needed to happen is the second thing. And thirdly, I think the operation has been pretty successful. This was India striking a blow for civilization, actually. It was a lot more than just the conflict with Pakistan. Because, and this is something I said at the UN back in 2018, I consider Pakistan to be a failed state.
In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has broken out between terrorists and security forces at Nader Intral area of Avantipura in Pulwama district early this morning. A police spokesperson in a social media post said J&K police and other security agencies are on the job. Details are awaited. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has left for Jammu and Kashmir this morning. During the visit, he will hold security review meeting there. Eastern Command of the Indian Army has gunned down 10 cadre of suspected hill-based insurgent group at New Samtal, Khengjoy subdivision under Chandel district of Manipur. Eastern Command, in a social media post, said the unit acting on a specific intelligence report had launched an operation in the area. During the operation, suspected cadre fired upon the army and later 10 of them were killed during retaliatory fire exchange. Sizable arms and ammunition have been recovered. Baloch nationalist leaders have declared independence from Pakistan, citing decades of violence, enforced disappearances and human rights violations in the region. Social media was flooded with images of Balochistan's proposed national flag and maps of an independent Baloch state as Republic of Balochistan trended widely across platforms. Now news from Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar. Curtains for Khelo India Youth Games will come down today. The grand closing ceremony will be at Pataliputra Sports Complex in Kankar Bagh, Patna at 6:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.